Malliotis opened the Pavilion Restaurant and Wine Bar on Hayward's Main Street in 1999. But when Hayward enacted a music ordinance in 2007, Otis was told she wouldn't be able to have any music in her new courtyard past 10 p.m. without a special permit. She says she's lost 45% of her total seating because she can't use her outdoor courtyard.
It's not just my business. They shut down this beautiful bed and breakfast from ever doing weddings, you know, outdoor where they had a little trio play. All of a sudden, they couldn't do that anymore. The World Lumberjack Championships, back in the day when it was booming, they'd have a competition, then they'd have a beer garden, and they'd have music and bands all evening. And there's a lot of income that helps these little specialty festivals go. And all of a sudden, they couldn't do that. They're shutting down businesses, and they're hurting a small community.
Otis has since been denied a permit twice. Her attorney, Glenn Stoddard, says they want to see the music ordinance changed to a noise ordinance.
As long as there are standards that are reasonable and measurable. That's something that Ms. Otis had suggested to the city when they were considering the ordinance, and they simply ignored her. She has no problem with that. She's aware that there are people who are concerned about loud noise and music.
Hayward Mayor Bill Swinkowski and City Attorney Michael Kelsey declined to comment on the lawsuit because it is still pending in federal court. Laura Podgornik, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.